Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. My name is Angelina Diana, and welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I certainly hope you're all snuggled in and ready to listen to a very informative hour. We have a guest that will be joining us shortly, Dave Campbell. He's a psychic medium, an astrologer, a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a legally ordained minister, and he's written numerous books, of which his latest, I think you'll find very interesting. Is there such thing as having DNA in your astrology? Is there such a thing as being able to solve a crime using astrology? Well, Dave Campbell would say yes to you, and it's going to be a very interesting hour learning how that is so. We will be joining, he will be joining us shortly. But before we do bring him onto the program, I do want to speak about a few things that are going on with the Forever Family Foundation. Lots of happening. If you check it out at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And of course, if you're a member, I'm certain you've been receiving the beautifully new Signs of Life magazine that comes out. It's an absolutely gorgeous publication where it's just chock full of just spectacular things, and it's free. So all you have to do is sign up to be a member, and you will get all this incredible information mailed to you, not emailed. Mailed to your home, snail mailed. Yes, there are people still doing that. And the Forever Family Foundation is one of those organizations that feel it's important that you have that publication in your hand, and you can read it at your will or whenever you'd like, share it with your friends. But the really cool thing is that it is free, as well as a lot of the different programs and things that are going on with the Forever Family Foundation. And again, signing up is really easy. All you have to do is give your email, your name, your address, and before you know it, you get an email back and you're a member. It's that easy. If you'd like to follow along with me on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org website, you can do that. It's a beautiful website, again, full of lots of information, from afterlife discussion groups to events, a list of certified mediums, afterlife science, support and information, all brought to you by this not-for-profit. And if you can find an extra few dollars or something that you'd like to contribute to the Forever Family Foundation, you can make a donation right through the website as well. And if for some reason, you know, today for some people finances are tight, and we certainly understand that, being a not-for-profit, all-volunteer organization, there are ways that you can actually give to the foundation by not actually spending any extra money, and let me explain that to you. If you do your regular shopping online, there's an organization called iGive.com, and if you were to access that through the Forever Family Foundation website, again, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, look on the left-hand side, you'll see different ways that you can contribute. You will see iGive.com there. All you do is click on that link and shop at your heart's content, what you would normally be buying for yourself. And what iGive does is they give us a kickback. It doesn't come out of your pocket. They give a percentage to the Forever Family Foundation, and that helps us out. Also, if you're a book reader or if you shop Amazon store, Amazon works the same way too. If you click on the link, at the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org website. On the left-hand side, where it says Make a Donation, Sign Registry, you'll see the iGive link, and you'll also see Amazon.com. We do feature a lot of authors on the Signs of Life radio program. And if you are interested in a book, or if you do your normal shopping through Amazon and click through there, again, we are partnered with them, and they will help out our not-for-profit organization. So consider giving if you can, and if it's a tough month for you, maybe just give by telling your friends about the Forever Family Foundation website. Again, membership is free, and we would love you to come aboard and be a part of this organization. Before we actually go to break, I just want to spend a moment telling you about some of the exciting events that are coming up with the Forever Family Foundation organization. And there is quite a bit going on. So if you were to go to the website and click on events, you'll see the next event coming up is Desserts and Discarnates on September 11th. It's a private evening of spirit communication for only 12 guests. So imagine a very intimate setting. There'll be coffee, tea, luscious desserts, and a medium. And the particular medium that will be holding a spirit communication that evening will be Rebecca LeCicero. It's from 7:30 to 10 p.m. And if you would like more information to register on this, you can do that online by going to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. It's really simple. You just click on the registration link, and it will give you all the information that you need to know. This particular event will be held in Oceanside, New York, and it starts at 7:30. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can register right online. Another event that's going on, which happens every month, actually, is the Visionaries Explorers Group, and it's really a monthly online meeting. And you can be involved every Saturday, and it's on 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And it's really a group of folks that come together exploring the notion and the idea that when somebody passes, they go on to a beautiful place, and they still have the ability to communicate with us. And it is really a very beautiful, connective experience. I've heard very positive things about it. It's done monthly. And if you'd like to be a part of this, it's a free program. We would love you to sign up for it. So check out all the details at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. An event that's coming up in a few months, but I'd like to make you aware of it if you're in the Brookville, New York area. October 24th at the Long Island University campus, Kim Russo and Joe Peretta will be giving an evening of spirit communication. And it's really a beautiful connective evening. The Long Island University post campus is really a beautiful place and a setting to have this done. And by you being involved in this and receiving messages or seeing some of the other folks receive messages, you will also be helping out the Forever Family Foundation. So if you can check that out and be a part of that program, we would absolutely love you to be a part of that. If you do go to the foreverfamilyfoundation.org website, you'll see other events that are going on throughout the year. They're always adding things. And we would really love it if you can be a part of it, because we do this for you, just like we do this radio program for you. So we hope you'll sit back, make yourself comfortable, and we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, Dave Campbell will be back with us on Signs of Life Radio.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to the program, Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and let me tell you a little bit about our guest that's going to be joining us shortly. Dave Campbell is a psychic medium, an astrologer, a certified clinical hypnotherapist. He's also a legally ordained minister as well as an author. Dave is a member of the Arizona Society of Astrologers. He's also a professional member of the American Federation of Astrologers in Tempe, Arizona. He's also was a research medium at the University of Arizona, the Veritas program, and is now a certified research medium level 4 with the Winbridge Institution. Let's welcome Dave Campbell to the program. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hi. Thanks so much. It's really great to be here. I've been excited for this for a while.
Well, we're really excited to have you here. You have such a well-rounded background, and there's so much that we could talk about this hour, but we are going to be concentrating on a book that you've written called Forensic Astrology, which is a very catching title, How to Solve Crimes with Astrology. And we're going to be really delving into this very fascinating topic. But before we get into the book, why don't we tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? I do want to remind you that this is a call-in show. If you'd like to call in with any questions, the number is 888-627-6008 if you have a question for Dave Campbell. But why don't we start off by what got you started in this field of metaphysics and especially astrology?
Okay, well, I started young. Like, I was even very young, like 7 or 8, when I was first introduced to metaphysics. I was taken to a hypnotherapist to improve my schooling and my paying attention. And so during hypnotherapy, I learned, they even taught us how to do find missing objects and how to develop our ESP, which was the buzzword back in the 70s about extrasensory perception. And so even then I started developing, and then I started seeing spirits around age 8.
Wow.
And I started getting much better grades. And then in my teens, I started into tarot accidentally. They just were there, and I started playing with them and started hearing voices and seeing pictures. And so I kind of was afraid of them for a little bit and then put them down and picked them back up and started studying what they meant. And a lot of them referred to astrology, like this is a Aries-type person or a Mars-type person, and I didn't know what that meant, so then I would go look up what is a Mars-type person. And so it took me into astrology in my teens, and then in my 20s I started formally studying astrology and formally studying psychic development as well, further from taking lessons from psychics on top of already doing it, but doing it haphazardly and just whenever I wanted to really fine-tune my abilities. So I went and took lessons for a couple of years from a well-known psychic in Salt Lake, Utah. And then in my studies in Arizona with an astrologer, she loved to do mystery charts and have us solve crimes, and she would bring in district attorneys with birth data and information and ask us to give him information about what the crimes show from the charts. And I thought, this is fascinating. I wonder if it'll work. So we start telling him information, and he was astounded about, you know, how much accuracy we had given him and, you know, revealing information that he couldn't have otherwise, and we couldn't have otherwise known, and that gave him insights. So there's a couple times we had a contest in class, and I won a couple of the contests about solving a crime. Like, she would give us 2 or 3 charts of, like, one was a victim and 2 were suspects, which one did it, and we'd have to figure it out astrologically. And again, I was just wondering if it would work, and did it, said this is who I think it was based on the charts, and would get it right.
So did you find that the upbringing of what you had and the experience from the hypnotherapy also helped you gain some confidence into utilizing this astrology when you were going through these classes with this woman in Salt Lake?
Yeah, because I really feel like I knew that this stuff worked. I believed in it. I've seen it. I have had several psychic experiences. And so I knew that this was really going to work. And, yeah, it gave me confidence by learning and doing. And then I started doing readings. And the more readings I did, the more confidence I gained. And the better you get at, you know, being precise and honing in on specific, you know, areas.
And so after this experience that you had with this teacher, what gave you the leap to actually start utilizing yourself astrology to solve crimes?
Perfect. Well, I always thought I could help find missing people with my psychic abilities and mediumship, and also astrology can give you very big clues as to how to find a person, where to look for them, and if you get their birth info, if they're alive or dead, and you can see what possibly happened to them based on the time of their disappearance or the date. So you'd look at that chart on top of their natal chart, and you could see all kinds of really vital information about what happened to that individual. And then I would start writing info down and didn't know what to do with it. And then I found a group through a couple of years later of retired agents, like law enforcement agents, who wanted to help find missing people also and wanted to use psychics. And so I just happened to fall into a group from the beginning. It's called Find Me, and we help find missing people, you know, children and adults, all over the world, and we get called every week by somebody, and we require that the law enforcement call us and the family, you know, and the family, because we don't work with the families directly. So we report directly to the law enforcement, and I use my skills as a psychic medium and as an astrologer in every case.
So how long have you been now doing this since you've taken classes?
For the forensic part, 2001 was when I went formal. So in the 90s, somewhere in the 95s, I started doing readings for just general public with, like, psychic readings, tarot card readings, astrology readings, and then mediumship as well.
So when you work with forensic astrology, solving crimes, and you get a case, what is your first modality? Do you connect to the other side, or do you go directly to the astrology? Like, I would imagine, since you are a psychic, a medium, and for those listening, there's a difference between a psychic and a medium and
Correct.
An astrologer.
Correct.
What is your first gut instinct? Is it like, well, first let me tune in and see if the person's on the other side, or do you go first to the astrology and then utilize your psychic and then mediumistic abilities?
You know, it depends on the case. Every case is different. Sometimes I'll look at the picture, because I usually just get a name and a very brief scenario of what happened, like when they were last seen and when they went missing. And I get their birth date and the date of the missing and blah, 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 blah. And they usually will show a picture. Now, if I connect instantly to the picture and start getting information already, then that, and sometimes that happens without, you know, concentration, it just happens. Then I'll write down my first impressions psychically, or if I start getting mediumistic connections right away, then I do that. But 90% of the time, I get an email as I'm going to get my email in the morning, and 50,000 emails, and that will be one of them. So I have to do quickly, you know, put it aside and then go back to it. So I usually will do the astrology first, because that gives me clues right away. And astrology is really good about telling if they're dead or alive first. And
that's
one
intriguing.
Of the ways. I know. Most people are like, how? And once I connect to seeing what really kind of happened, a general what happened, and sometimes it's very specific, and if they're alive or dead, then I really tune in. And also the charts, for me, they're a tuning fork to their soul, and I really tune in psychically as well through the astrology to that person's really energy. It really brings out their energy, and I can connect to their spirit much quicker having seen the chart for whatever reason. And when I was writing the book, I even had to stop for a long time because I was doing the research on serial killers. As I was doing, a lot of these people are passed away. I could tune into the chart of the serial killer and pull in the spirit. Not a fun thing to do. Not a good thing. Not a good idea. Because then they're in my consciousness and they're in my head. And I can see what they were seeing or what they would want to see. And it's usually not a pretty scene. And that it did validate, I knew that I had their chart. So I'd have to really shield and protect, and even thought, I shouldn't do this book because it's just, I can't do that. But I thought, you know, why should I let some negative event stop me from doing something positive? Because then the negative wins, and I really wanted to show that this could be used as a very valuable tool for the good, and I'm not going to let that, you know, take over. So I really learned to shield myself better and practice doing it, and did a lot of serial killer charts to get the information. And so in that aspect of forensic, I can really profile people very well to see if they are actually have the ability to do killings and multiple killings, or what caused them to do what they did. And I just learn to turn them out if they're popping in, which sometimes happens. When I turn into their energy, it pulls them right to you. So it's the same with a person that's passed away. Once I start getting into their energy and vibrating with their essence, I pull them in much quicker.
And you find that the astrology helps you do that?
Yeah. I can do it without really cool. it if I had to, but it really helps me tune into the right person so I'm not getting the wrong energy, as well as pictures of them. Sometimes people need a picture, or some people use objects. I don't do well that way. I'd rather just see a picture or their chart.
Gotcha. Now, something is still ringing in my head, of course, the fascinating topic or sentence that you said, that you can figure out whether or not someone is alive or dead by their astrology. Now, I'm really curious if that is something that you've utilized because of how you've harnessed in your abilities of forensic astrology, or like, for example, if I go get an astrology reading tomorrow, would they be able to tell me when I'm going to die? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't want to scare people that are listening to not go get their astrology done.
Right. No,
so what is the difference so that you could explain that to our audience?
Well, and first of all, whenever I'm talking about a forensic astrology rather than just regular astrology, we're not looking at everyday scenarios. We're not looking at the good possibilities or the positive things. We're looking pretty much at negatives.
Right.
And so you kind of take your lens that way, and, you know, it usually isn't the pretty picture or pretty outcome. So I'm looking for things that are, you know, most likely not a good outcome. But in a regular person's chart, I would never look and see when they're possibly going to pass. I don't want to know that information.
Right.
Unless there's something I could do to fix it or make it better. And same with medium or psychic abilities. I ask God not to tell me unless I can fix it on those things. If it's none of my business, let it go. But if it's something I can help them with or help them change, then tell me exactly what you want me to know. Same with astrology. I don't think you can tell when somebody's going to die, but given the fact, like, somebody gives me a missing person, which usually isn't a good scene anyway, they give me the date that they were missing, and I look at the chart and see either if there was even a struggle or if it was on purpose. Sometimes I can tell if they left at will or they left, you know, because of some struggle or some, you know, something against their will. And also there's things to look for to see if, like, death is a huge possibility. And unfortunately, most of the cases we get, 99% of them are passed away by the time they get to us anyway, which is very unfortunate. But, you know, we're not the first responders, which we shouldn't be either, but probably shouldn't be the last ones either.
Right. So if we could backtrack a little bit and explain to those that might be listening the basics of astrology, and then we can get it maybe into some details on some cases that you've done that would bring it more into the light of how forensic astrology is used. So basically, astrology is?
It is using the planets and the sun and the moon and the stars and the signs, the 12 zodiac signs. And it's very much a science. It's not what you think if you're just thinking about your sun sign and reading your column for fun.
Right.
That's entertainment more than anything. Sometimes there's a good astrologer writing it, and it can be a little accurate. But we're using all the planets, and the time of birth is very important because we use where you were on Earth, where your geography. So there's a lot of math involved in astrology as far as getting your chart correct. And so then we look at all the different possibilities, and if I was doing your natal charts, I'd look at your career aptitudes, what your life lessons are, your personality, what your relationship needs are so you can get into the right relationship, and what you're here to do on Earth. If you understand your karma and some of your lessons from the get-go, you're going to have a much easier life because you can work with the energy of the universe instead of against it.
Right.
Yeah, and heads up is, forewarned is forearmed as far as I'm concerned, so I like astrology because you can see the timing is really, because a lot of things, psychic is hard to do timing. Mm-hmm. Not in astrology. Astrology is all about timing. Right. You can tell when it's time to do something. And that's based on where the planets are today in contrast to your chart or in, looking at your chart and where the planets are now. An astrologer can see what's going to happen very shortly or right around the corner, where your opportunities lie, and so how you can make the best use of all those energies in a positive way.
So that would be, the basics of astrology if someone was interested in using it in their life. Now, how do you take that principle and apply it to, say, when a police officer or a detective comes to you and says, hey, here's a picture. This person's been missing for 2 weeks. Do your magic, so to speak.
Right.
Now, how do you approach it from that viewpoint?
First, then I have to ask them to get all the information, like the birth date, time of birth, if they can, place of birth, and then they have to give me the dates that they were last seen or went missing. Mm-hmm. And that last seen or missing date usually is what really happened to them, so that chart will be... Then I'll erect a chart with the natal and the transits of the planets around that wheel, and then I can see if there was anything that was wrong. I can do an event chart, even say you just give me the time and place of an event that happened and the date. Then I can tell you kind of what kind of energy that scene had.
Like, I see.
Like the crime itself, and I can tell you about the motive. I can pinpoint, what kind of a person was around or what was probably going on. And you can profile criminals. Like if they gave me a couple suspects, I could see if there's a match to any of the victims, because usually that is always going to happen.
Right.
If there's no match, then the person didn't do it. Usually synchronicity works in very strange ways. And when you work with psychic energy and medium stuff, synchronicity is all around, and same with astrology, and you'll see the lineup of everything. I'm usually shocked, even still after years of doing this, that how, when I look at a chart of a missing person, usually everything that can go wrong in a chart is happening that day.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's usually not the pretty stuff. It's usually every bad thing that could go wrong is usually intertwined in their chart according to, where the planets are today.
Wow.
So, that's synchronicity too,
Right,
all
right.
All this bad stuff happening in your chart and your life, and then you go missing.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a foretelling,
Yeah.
It's such a science. It gives you a sense of the energy of what they're dealing with in that time period. Exactly. Have you ever had a situation where you've seen a chart and it says major relationship issues, and then you find out later that it was the person's romantic figure that might have had something to do with the crime?
Oh yeah, that happens quite a bit. Recently, and they just solved the case where I had to go back and see what I wrote, because we get the information sometimes a year later that what really happened. And I have to go back and check it against what I wrote, and I'll find that, this case, I can't remember the names of people, but I said that her husband or boyfriend did it, and that it took her down and buried her. That's exactly what happened. The person she was living with killed her and then took her and buried her. And when I get this information, I didn't know she had a boyfriend. I don't know if she has one or not. I don't know if she was married or single or whatever. That's the information I get. And that's all I get to go from.
Right. Did you find that it's the astrology in percentage-wise? Is it the astrology that really backs it up for you, or do you sometimes get hardcore evidence from spirit, and then with the astrology, it confirms it for you? Which process is stronger for you? Or I shouldn't say stronger, what happens most for you?
Well, the astrology is almost always going to be right on, and it's very factual, and that's one reason I use it consistently, because it gives me a sense of real strong knowing, because gotcha. I'm very confident with it because I've done it for so long.
Sure.
But I can give you an instance. I usually intertwine all the energies, and so it gets kind of convoluted as to what's happening. Because even now when I'm doing an astrology chart, there's psychic stuff going on, and sometimes somebody will come and knock on my door in the reading, like the spirit-wise, and say, you know, I need to talk to this person too. And I'm like, okay. So I stop the reading and do the mediumship and then go back to the reading. But for instance, like there was a guy in Tempe who went missing about a year ago, and his name was Jack, and everybody was thinking he was very drunk when he went missing. He was at a bar. He was seen at the bar. They showed the pictures, and he was like 19 years old. He shouldn't have even been in a bar. And then he just went missing the next day. And ASU is a big college here, so they all thought he was hazed, or that they, you know, took him out and, you know, they dragged him to a different area and he died. Or everybody was giving all kinds of weird scenarios. Well, I started meditating. I get him in my living room. He says, I did it myself. I was rambunctious. I was angry. I was really belligerently drunk. And I wanted to walk through the water. I thought I could walk across the river. You know, I wanted to take a shortcut. And then he drowned.
So Oh, wow.
He told me he was in the water near where that place was. And so I'm looking at his chart at the same time, and it shows, like, death by drowning.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, that validates what he just told me, which no matter what, when a spirit comes in that strong and tells you, it doesn't matter what anything else says, really. You know what I mean? That's your validation right there. But the chart confirmed everything just as well. And I even done a tarot reading on top of it, too. Sometimes I'll just use tarot. And the tarot, like in the place where it was, where I locate for, show me what the scene looked like around where he is. There was, in this particular deck, it was like reefs with cattails, like a lake with cattails around it, which kind of confirms, like, I remember that sticking in my head really strongly, that told me to go look at the lake. Well, then he comes in and says, I'm in the lake.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So it's just another synchronistic validation from the universe or spirit. You know, I just don't know if I connected to him so well through the chart or that he, because, you know, there's millions of people in the world, and there's like about 20 or 30 psychics or more in Find Me. Sometimes that spirit will come to me, and sometimes they'll go to another medium, and who knows why they connect better to different people. It's just different, the law of attraction or, you know, because sometimes I don't get any messages from the spirit in the forensic. And it's strictly just my psychic work without mediumship or the chart that tells me more. And then I really feel lucky when the spirit does decide to come through. And then there's some cases where none of us, we've talked to a lot of the psychics, not one psychic will get a mediumship connection because the spirit doesn't want to be found.
Interesting.
We found that. And then we find that sometimes that spirit didn't want the family to find them and see what they looked like at the time of passing, because it was too, they weren't ready until the body decomposed, and then they were able to be found. And then, there was a case that I'm talking about specifically that happened here. A girl and a boyfriend went missing in a plane, a little charter plane, and people were speculating that he went, led a double life, and they went to, you know, a different state, and they're both living under assumed names, and I'm like, no, they're dead. I could see it. I could see the plane going down. I could see the smoke coming out of the plane and the wings, and I could see a whole bunch of stuff. And psychically, and I felt like she was talking to me medium mystically, but she did not want to be found. So then I look at the charts, and I saw in my mind that she had gotten decapitated. Well, there's some things in the chart that will show that there's a decapitation, and so that was activated in the chart at the time of the missing. She went missing, so I knew that was true. And that's exactly why she didn't want her mother to find her or the father to see her in that condition. And she wasn't found till like a year and a half later. Wow. And they were found because of smoke. And I kept saying to the police, I see smoke, I see smoke. And they're like, no, there was no smoke reported anywhere in the state. Okay, then I have to just tell you what I see.
Right.
And then that's the one thing that was trailed like years later, two years later, because of a newspaper article that said there was a small smoke scene in the area that day. And that led the father to go to that city, and then he found her because of that.
Oh, wow.
So that was huge for me, a validation about,
sure,
you know, because of my smoke scene. That wasn't the astrology, but she did find she was decapitated, which set that in her
heart.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Well, it kind of shows you that spirit also maintains their compassion after they cross, you know, which is a beautiful validation about that daughter to her father, that, you know, she wanted to protect him.
Right.
As far as seeing her. So,
yeah.
It's quite something. What we're going to do, Dave, right now is take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up by maybe speaking about how folks could benefit from astrology.
Okay.
Because this book is fascinating. I recommend, I mean, just from the discussion of that story, that everybody read it and really get a sense of forensic astrology and really get a sense of what you do. But also, really, I think people, if they can understand that astrology is a science and that it really can help you, I think that people will find that fascinating too. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, how astrology can help you, Dave Campbell will give us some pointers on that. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages.
Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the program, Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Angelina Diana, your host for the hour. We've been having a fascinating discussion with Dave Campbell, who is a master of many things, but has written one of his books, Forensic Astrology, and I recommend highly that you purchase the book because it's very intriguing. But what I'd like to do to wrap up this hour is give our listeners a sense, Dave, how they could use astrology to enhance or understand their lives better. I know you touched upon it a little bit, but you know, when we think of forensics, it's kind of like a scary thing. It's intriguing. CSI is a very, you know, intriguing thing these days, but in a practical sense, for someone who's looking for a reading or a sense of direction, how would you use astrology for them?
Well, I always say start with the natal chart, which is your birth chart, and that shows you what your potentials are in this lifetime.
Okay.
And you, at your best, how to be your best. And it gives you, like, career options and career aptitudes. And it helps you understand what you need relationship-wise. And we're not all cookie-cutter people, so we shouldn't all be looking for the same thing. It seems to be what we are. And so a lot of relationships aren't really happy. If we understood who we were and what we really need in a relationship and dealt with just that, that alone would be worth, you know, making a lot of people happy. But
yeah.
I also think that showing your life purpose and some of the lessons you came in with and some of the karma even that you need to overcome gives you a sense of meaning of, like, why you're here, and that sometimes that all these things, even if there's bad stuff, there was purpose and reason for it, and what that reason and purpose is can be shown in the chart. And also you can see your just basic personality traits and understand a lot of your own inner psychology. Mm. Astrology was the first psychology. It really was. But then you could also use it to really, what I call it a forecast reading, is when you're using the predictive methods of the future, like where the planets in the sky are now or in any time in the future, where they're going to be. You can see when things will happen and when the time for marriage or relationship is happening, when the time to start a career, you know, or launch a project. You can see so much with, you know, there's many different branches of astrology, too. There's like 20 different branches. There's people that do financial astrology and do very well with stock market people, helping get people really wealthy on the stock market, too, because of astrology. And that's where I should focus, I think. I've been doing it all in the more of the psychological and people-oriented type, which is what I really love doing, helping people and watching them grow and become who they can be, you know, the best that they can be, is really important to me, and to connect with their spiritual gifts as well. And you can use astrology. I mean, there's even a branch that can predict weather, and I've even done some weather predicting and been amazed at how accurate it is, because weather doesn't have free will. People have free will, so it's much easier to predict weather because it's not going to change. It doesn't get to say, I'm changing my mind today. I don't feel like doing this.
Right.
And that's not my lesson. I don't want to learn that lesson
right
now anyway. And it doesn't get a choice. But I was one that in 2005, I think it was in May, I had predicted that there would be a huge hurricane. Not me, just myself. It was a whole class learning to do weather predicting astrology, and we collectively saw the specific date of Hurricane Katrina, and we saw that it would be a huge hurricane. So that was really shocking to me when it really did happen. That, okay, even weather is, you know, ruled by astrology. I just couldn't believe, you know, how accurate. And then I started doing experiments saying, could I predict a tornado? Could I do that? And I can. So, and that's really, even, and can, no weatherman can do that 6 months before or even
that's
months
true.
Before. Yeah, no, I mean, just think,
just in Connecticut alone where I am, they have a hard time getting it right. So we got to turn them on to astrology. So if you're listening to this, if someone's listening to this, and they can either come to you to get a general sense of their personality traits, or if someone is like really hurting in a certain aspect of their life, they could come to you and say, hey, what about my romance? Can you give me a sense of when that's going to clear up? Or how about my finances? So they can actually come to you with specific things. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that happens a lot too. And it will show in their chart too. It'll just, it's always synchronistic. And the fact is that 90% of the people that come to me, when I look at their chart, I can see that they're in some turmoil. Usually does the chart show everything's peachy and happy and growth and happiness and, you know, wonderful things. I wish that would happen more, but usually it's not. It's usually when everything turns kind of real tough for lessons and breakups and that kind of stuff for dilemmas. That's usually when people come, but it's triggered by the astrology, really the planets. So that's usually when they show up, and I don't even ask them questions. I just tell them what I see in the chart, and they're like, oh my gosh, how did you know?
It's accurate. But you also believe that it's good to go to an astrologer or even a psychic when things are great, because you could pump things up, right?
Yeah, and to start getting a perspective of when, how to improve things, or to go in a different, more spiritual look, I would guess. You know, what can you do to make things even better? You know, how do I apply myself or use this to the best, highest good? You know?
Right. And if someone was interested in, say, they've listened to everything that you've said and they're really excited about it or interested in astrology, because like you had alluded to earlier, like I remember growing up, the big paper here in the Hartford area is the Hartford Courant, and Sidney Omar would have his little son, you know, his little astrology thing going on, and we know that that's just the sun sign. It doesn't incorporate every aspect of what a full astrological reading could be.
Correct.
So if someone's interested in studying this for themselves, and it is a study, it isn't just all of a sudden, it's there. I mean, they're, like you had said off air, it's a left brain kind of science that you really need to look into, and it's mathematical and with timing and your birth date and everything combined.
Right.
Where would you tell someone to get started as far as studying, or if they were interested in understanding more about astrology?
I would say there's a lot of organizations in almost every state that I know of. I'm in part of the American Federation of Astrologers, and we're pretty much in every state. There's different chapters where you can learn, study groups, and even at metaphysical bookstores is a good place to start and get more of the serious books on astrology. And learn, see if there's any classes offered in your area. I teach twice a year a full course on astrology, and I've had many successful students. So, you know, and I know they're out there in other states too, because there's quite a few astrologers out there.
Well, we've been speaking with Dave Campbell. You do have a website, The Astrology Store, and you actually have a physical store where you offer books, classes, events. There's aura photos. You have readers there too. There's so much that you have to offer. And again, that's theastrologystore.com if you'd like to get a hold of Dave Campbell. Thank you, Dave, so much for this very fascinating hour that you've given us.
No, thank you. It was a real pleasure. I'd love to do it again.
Thank you, and we will most definitely have you back. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. We've been speaking with Dave Campbell. His latest book, The Forensic Astrology, and it's very interesting. I recommend you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, go to the left-hand end, side and click on Amazon and purchase his book today. It's very fascinating. I want to thank you all for joining me today. My name is Angelina Diana, and I appreciate you joining us. Again, for more information, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org if you have liked anything about this program and you'd like to support the foundation. And I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and someday science will prove it. Have a good night.